Last time on The Atheists, the Bible, and No Wardrobe, we read from Leviticus 13, verse 15 to Leviticus 13, verse 59. Let's see, the instructions here read, if your rash doesn't improve in a week, see your priest. To quote Buzz Lightyear, I don't think that man's ever been to medical school.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast. If you should happen to hear any snap, crackle, and pop, I am not eating breakfast, but I have the leprosy, and I'm falling apart. What shall I do? Whatever shall I do? Shall I go unto the priest and find out if I am falling apart, and does my skin have yellow or red spots? Details and more.
Hairs growing out of the sores and lots of ways to supposedly diagnose this.
Yes.
Because the priest isn't a doctor, but plays one on
the doctor
TV.
The priest isn't a doctor, but he plays one in the Bible.
Yes. Because where else would you go?
Yeah, where else were you going to go? Because, you know, no one else has this knowledge. Just Moses and his brothers. And sons and friends, brothers, and just the special people. So we're picking up today at 14:1.
Yes. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying...
Broken sentence. This book is full. I'm sorry. I know that joke seems to be very old, but the fact is, this is the Bible. It does this all the fucking time.
Yep.
And I'm not saying that to be funny. I'm just saying that it's poorly written. This book is poorly written. I can't imagine anybody say this book is perfect because it is so poorly written.
If this was submitted to a publishing house today, there's no way that, as it's written, there's no way that it would be accepted.
No, they would say, no, the stories are stupid. You're contradicting everything back and forth.
Well, the sentence structure sucks.
And the sentence structure sucks. Yeah. You need a better editor.
Yep.
14:2. This shall be the law of the leper. Now the lepers get special laws. Okay. In the day of his cleansing, he shall be brought unto the priest. And it doesn't end with a period. It ends with a colon. That's not how you end a sentence.
Unless it's one huge run-on sentence, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 14:3.
Wait,
the priest...
hold on a second.
I
just noticed something. They said he shall be brought unto the priest. Are they saying that? All right. Usually, when they say he is you and I, it's a lowercase h. It's only capitalized he when it's God. Are they saying God is going to be brought unto the priest? Or because they don't know how to put a period in there, they're trying a new thought process, and they started with he.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. But they don't say that the women get it. Apparently, women are all immune, apparently.
Well, or
they don't care.
If they get it, it doesn't count.
Yeah, they don't care. Yeah, they don't care. You're just a woman. We don't care if you get it or not. Sorry, go ahead. I apologize.
No, that's fine.
I had to bring that up because it's staring me here in the face, and I'm like, I had to say something.
14:3, and the priest shall go forth out of the camp, and the priest shall look, and behold, if the plague of leprosy be healed in the leper.
Another broken sentence. 14:4. Then shall the priest command to take him that. Take him that is to be cleansed, two birds alive and clean, and cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. I wonder what they're going to do with the birds, Connie.
I don't know.
Previous history with birds has not been very well, does not have a good track record so far.
They're going to let them fly away.
Right. That's what's going to happen.
Okay. 14:5. And the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed in an earthen vessel over running water.
Well, that escalated quickly. More death.
Surprise.
14:6, as for the living bird, he shall take it, and the cedar wood, and the scarlet, and the hyssop, and shall dip them in the living bird, and dip the living bird in the blood of the bird that was killed over the running water.
Oh, geez.
This is the stuff nightmares is made of. Why would you dip the blood? Why would you dip the bird that's alive in the blood of maybe that bird was his brother? And you're adding insult to injury. Oh, but it's just an animal, so it doesn't matter. That's like Moses going, okay, I'm gonna kill your brother, and I'm gonna when I'm eating him, I'm gonna dip the meat of his body in his blood as an like extra sauce.
14:7, and he shall sprinkle upon him that is to be cleansed from leprosy 7 times, and shall pronounce him clean, and shall let the living bird loose in the open field.
What is that going to do? What is sprinkling blood from the bird on him going to do? Birds are very dirty. Okay, he's talking about birds that are clean and unclean. Birds are dirty. They've got things on them all the time. Birds are filthy animals. I'm sorry, they're just filthy animals. Pigeons even doubly so.
Flying rats.
They're flying rats. I'm sorry, they're just flying rats.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't care how clean your bird is. Your birds are birds are just dirty. I'm sorry, they're just dirty animals.
I'm wondering if by releasing that bird is supposed to, the disease will fly away now.
Oh, is that how it is? Oh, okay. The blood goes up and it sucks into the other bird and it flies away. I'm willing to bet you that's what they thought was going to happen. Jeez. 14:8. And he that is to be clean shall wash his clothes and shave off all his hair and wash himself in water that he may be clean. And after that, he shall come into the camp and shall tarry abroad out of his tent 7 days. So you don't get to go home. You gotta walk around the camp for 7 days. No sleeping for you. Because okay. That cures everything. Shaving off all your hair cures everything. This didn't work, so let's try this other thing. They're just grasping at straws. This is serious grasping at straws. We don't know what to do. Let's just do a thing until something happens.
I want to say the hyssop actually has a acts sort of like not alcohol, but it has a cleansing element to it. But I could be wrong. 14:9, but it shall be on the seventh day that he shall shave all his hair off his head and his beard and his eyebrows. Even all his hair he shall shave off, and he shall wash his clothes. Also he shall wash his flesh in water, and he shall be clean.
So you're going to wash the disease away. Yeah, that's because that's how diseases work.
But why are we repeating the whole thing about shaving?
I don't know. They're trying to... Why is the Bible not repeated anything in the anything else anywhere else in the Bible? It repeats things. It just... Repeat this. Let's do this again and again and again until something happens. That's the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again until you think you're going to get a different result. When you've been getting the same result over and over again. If I stick my finger in the light socket, it's going to hurt. Let's try it again. Maybe it won't hurt this time. 14:8. And he that is to be cleansed shall wash his clothes and shave off all his hair and wash himself in water.
You're supposed to read 10 now.
Oh, is it 10?
Yeah, because I just read 9.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
See, we lose track because it's so damn
it's
redundant.
So repetitive and redundant here. I apologize, everybody. So it's like, no, you've already read that. Stop screaming at the radio. Stop screaming at your earphones. I apologize. We're moving on. 14:10, and on the eighth day he shall take 2 he-lambs. He-lambs.
He-lambs.
He-lambs. Without blemish, and 1 ewe lamb. That's the female lamb, by the way. Of the first year, without blemish, and the 10th deals of fine flour for a meat offering mingled with oil, and one log of oil. Okay, the ewe of lamb. Okay, I know you kind of had this discussion. She doesn't like happy days. There was this one scene I reminded of when he's trying to come on to this girl, and so he's out on the sidewalk drawing a female sheep, thinking she's going to get it because it says, I love you, and she comes up and says, you're writing up, I love sheep?
I remember that.
Yeah. No, it's yes. I love you,
E-W-E.
Yeah, she didn't get it. She didn't get it because she is not olden timey. And
no,
a log
dead.
Of oil? A log of oil? Oils now comes in logs?
Yeah, I'm confused also.
There's that song, a log, a log, a log, a log, a log. No, it's a funny song, sorry.
14:11, and the priest that maketh him clean shall present the man that is to be made clean and those things before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation.
Yeah, because you can't do it inside the temple. You got to do it outside the temple.
Yeah.
14:12, and the priest shall take one he lamb and offer him for a trespass offering, and the log of oil, and the wave, and wave them for the wave offering before the Lord. That's why they're called a wave offering. You don't need to tell us what to do with it. This is a wave offering. What am I supposed to do with it? Eat it. That's why it's called a wave offering, because you're supposed to eat it. Oh. Wave it, you motherfucking stupid piece of shit. Wave it. What do you think a wave offering is?
God won't, you know. Hey, do I have to tell you, God over here?
Do I have to tell you everything? I mean, I've already described a wave offering to you a dozen times. Do you need me to tell you again?
Yes. You know what? I bet they're not done explaining it either.
I'm willing to bet you they're not done explaining it either.
14:13, and he shall slay the lamb in the place where he shall kill the sin offerings and the burnt offering, in the holy place. For as the sin offering is the priest's, so is the trespass offering. It is most holy.
All the offerings belong to the priest now. So yeah, kill this stuff for me because I'm hungry. I brought my bread. I brought me meat, and I'm gonna make a sandwich.
I didn't notice any mint jelly, though.
Yeah, no mint jelly. That
although I preferred sake sauce, you know.
14:14, and the priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering, and the priest shall put it upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. Usually when they say foot, if it's in context of just the foot, then they're talking about his penis. But they said the big toe of his right, the great toe of his right foot. I'm just wondering, the great toe. It's been called a lot of things. I've never heard it been called a great toe before. I'm just saying. But no, in this context, no, I'm kidding. In this context, no, I'm not kidding about the foot being referred to the dick. In this instance, they are talking about his right foot.
Unless they meant the bigger of the two testicles.
Well, that could be very true. Oh, thanks. That's an image I didn't want to think about, but now I am. Thank you.
He's like, hey, I'm not making a pledge here. Don't put your hand down there. got me by the short ears. All right.
Oh, jeez.
14:15. And the priest shall take some of the log of oil and pour it into the palm of his own left hand.
Whoa.
Okay, I'm sorry. You just...
Well, that just got really weird. That just got really weird.
Where are we going with this?
I do not know. This is just getting really bizarre here.
We are still trying to provide a cure for leprosy, right?
Yeah, they're just waving sticks in the air and going, "Okay, is this right, God? Tell me this is right." We're up to 18 right now, right?
Yes.
18 or 14, 18. I wish we were
No, 16.
16.
16.
Is it 16? Okay.
Yeah,
Okay.
you're at 16.
16. Okay. 14, 16. And the priest shall dip his right finger in the oil that is in his left hand and sprinkle the oil with his finger 7 times before the Lord. I'm beside myself at the stupidity of these people.
14, 17. And the rest of the oil that is in his hand shall the priest put upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the right th the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot, upon the blood of the trespass offering.
14:18 And the remnant of the oil that is in the priest's hand he shall pour upon the head of him that is to be cleansed, and the priest shall make an atonement for him before the Lord.
An atonement. So what? He
See,
got leprosy because he sinned?
it's always that, Connie. Every time that there's a tragedy or you get sick, you did something wrong. Obviously, that's how it always works, because God said, "Hey, I know everything you did, and I know what you're gonna do, and you got I'm gonna make you a sick because you did something I didn't like. So therefore, God exists." I'm so confused on how that works. That's quite the logical leap.
14:19, and the priest shall offer the sin offering, and make an atonement for him that is to be cleansed from his uncleanliness, and afterward he shall kill the burnt offering.
Well, that's what you're going to do with it either. Anyway, it's called a burnt offering. What are you gonna you're gonna burn it alive?
I'm gonna say, wait, I'm a little confused. Did we set it on fire and then kill it?
We're gonna set on fire, and then while it's
That
flailing around, going ah, then kill it.
poor sheep. I'm like, oh my God.
That would be terrible.
That would be awful.
That'd be
Oh,
horrible.
poor sheep. It's like,
Oh.
poor
Well, that
little
wool is
lamb.
probably flammable. I'm just saying.
I want this sheep to take vengeance on, just run throughout the whole camp and set every single goddamn tent on fire, and then sit in the middle of the tabernacle and burn that sucker down.
Jesus Christ. They wouldn't even do that. They wouldn't even do that in Minecraft. I'm just saying.
Oh, poor
14:20,
sheep.
and the priest shall offer the burnt offering and the meat offering upon the altar, and the priest shall make it an atonement for him, and he shall be clean. Thank you. You brought me my afternoon lunch,
Yeah,
so
damage.
you're free to go. Thanks. You God's forgiven you. Thanks for all the ham, or pita or lamb's blood or whatever the fuck I'm eating there.
This is so profitable to see that people get sick, isn't
Yes,
it?
sickness is profit.
Yep. Oh, 14:21. And if he be poor and cannot get so much, then he shall take one lamb for a trespass offering to be waived, to make an atonement for him, and 1/10 of a fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, and a log of oil.
One tenth deal of a fine flour.
Oh,
Okay.
1/10 deal.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's all
Yes.
right. Yeah,
Oh,
it's like I
God.
was just like one yeah, I was like
Yeah.
if he's poor, okay, I thought God said, want if poor, it's like, hey, just heal everybody, poor or rich, but hey, if you're poor, can't help you as much, but you still have to go out and find me a lamb, which you probably can't afford, that's why you're poor. I thought the
It
poor
sucks to be poor and get cancer, doesn't
Yeah, I thought the poor had to bring, like small animals because they couldn't afford the big animals. A lamb would be pretty expensive, even for a poor man.
Yeah. Oh yes, I agree. I just like, well, which do you want to? You want to get better?
Yeah, this is greed. This is nothing but pure greed at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Poor or not, I want my commission.
You know, I'm just reflecting that their very first ceremony that they had in this tabernacle went really, really, really wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden they're talking about how they're going to cure leprosy. I'm like,
yeah.
Don't even think you know how to do the most basic ceremony in your tabernacle. What the?
Yeah, your first ceremony gone completely awry, but you think now you can suddenly cure leprosy.
Yeah.
How does that work?
I don't know.
To be fair, I mean, you can screw up and still do a thing, I suppose, but still, you know.
Well, it's like Jeff Foxworthy says, you know, it's sad that the redneck, you know, southern drawls, if you wouldn't want to walk into your surgeon and say, now here's this the thing we're gonna do, you automatically start just taking away IQ points, you know.
I was like, well, here we're gonna do this thing today. Yep. Yeah. I'm feeling better all of a sudden, but your leg is broken. No, I can walk on it. I'm fine. Seriously, don't worry about that blood. I'll take care of that myself. I'm just gonna go home and take care of that. 14:24, right?
22.
Shit.
You want?
I want to be done. 14:22, and two turtle doves, or two young pigeons, such as he is able to get. And the one shall be a sin offering, and the other a burnt offering. So he's got to bring all that other shit and these other things? God damn, this is greed. This is nothing but pure greed at this point.
Yep. 14:23. And he shall bring them on the eighth day for his cleansing unto the priest, unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord.
Because he's not allowed to go inside either. Only the priests are, that's where their strippers are, and the stripper poles, and the hot tub, and all the other shit that they've squandered from everybody else, but they don't want everybody to see the mass wealth they're accumulating at this point.
All that all-you-can-eat buffet.
Yeah, the all-you-can-eat buffet. Yeah. 14:24, and the priest shall take the lamb of the trespass offering, and the log of oil. I don't even know what a log of oil is. I still don't know what that is. And the priest shall wave them for a wave offering before the Lord. Thank you again. Explaining the fact that they're going to do a thing with a thing that you're supposed to do the thing with.
Yeah. 14:25. And he shall kill the lamb of the trespass offering, and the priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering, and put it upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the right thumb of the right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot.
Because the right side is always the right side. The left side's the wrong side. It's left always the right side. The right side's good. The left side is evil. That's why when you're sleeping, and all of a sudden you feel a hand on you, and it's like, holy shit, my left hand's gone crazy, and it's masturbating me. That's the evil one.
Oh, God. No comment. Well, that's interesting that you said that. Go ahead and read 26.
Okay. 14:26. And the priest shall pour the oil into the palm of his own left hand.
Well,
just okay. Saying. That's what that. See, that's what the left hand is for. It's for. This is my rifle. This is my gun. This is for shooting. This is for fun.
14:27, and the priest shall sprinkle with his right finger some of the oil that is in his left hand seven times before the Lord.
14:28, and the priest shall put the oil that is in his hand upon the tip of the right ear of him that is to be cleansed, and upon the thumb of the right of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot, upon the place of the blood of the trespass offering. Wait a minute. Okay, so all right. The offering, they're going to take the blood of something they've already killed. They're going to put it on the person that's going to get cleansed. And now they're adding on, okay, well, that wasn't good enough. So let's put it on the offering that we're going to put it on as well, because that needs to be done also. Because obviously this other shit doesn't seem to be working. So the sin is still happening, or the problem is still happening. So we must be not doing it completely. So we have to add this extra step, because now we're doing a transference of the sin back into the offering, and we just can't just offer it. We also have to connect the two people together. Like, they're now interconnected by the fact that they've got the same blood on them in the same exact place.
You're not thinking fourth dimensionally.
Jeez.
I need a flux capacitor.
Oh, jeez.
Stat. 14:29. And the rest of the oil that is in the priest's hand, he shall put upon the head of him that is to be cleansed, to make an atonement for him before the Lord.
14:30. And he shall offer the one of the turtle doves, or of the young pigeons, such as he can get. What?
14.
Well, if you can only get these things, then, well, I guess that's all you can get.
We're having squab tonight, folks. 14:31. Even such as he is able to get, the one for the sin offering, and the other for a burnt offering with the meat offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for him that is to be cleansed before the Lord.
14:32. This is the law of him in whom is the plague of leprosy, whose hand is not able to get that which pertaineth to his cleansing. I'm sorry, you couldn't get the thing that you need to cure you because, well, we're going to spread blood on you and that's supposed to cure you. But if you can't get it, well, then you're fucked.
Yeah, you know, and if you're poor, well, you can't get it. We're sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. God doesn't like people who are poor. I'm sorry. God doesn't like poor people, apparently.
Because no.
They can't pony up. They just can't pony up and give him shit.
What's the matter? You can't give me any more stuff?
Yeah, I am seeing this becoming in spades now. The God, which is really the Moses or the priest or whoever wrote this stupid piece of shit, is actually saying, yeah, if you're poor, I don't have anything to do with you. You're not important to me. Only the people who can bring me stuff are important to me. That's who's important, is the people who have the wealth. If you're not wealthy, you're not important. So God doesn't love poor people. He hates poor people. So far, anyway.
Yes. Well, and he doesn't really want to have anything to do with you if you're lame or crippled somehow, you know, not perfect.
Yeah.
14:33, and the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying...
Another broken sentence. Again, I'm sorry. It's not like I'm trying to repeat the same joke, because it's just terrible. It's just terrible. 14:34, when ye be come into the land of Canaan... Why is that important all of a sudden? Which I give to you for a possession... And I put the plague of leprosy in the house of the land of your possession. Wait a minute. I've given you this thing that's got a plague in it. Have fun storming the castle. What? Why would a loving God do this? I've given you a land that has a plague in it. That's like saying, here, I'm going to give you this car. It has no engine, no tires, no chassis. In fact, it's only a seat. But it's a car. Drive it around.
Yeah. God put the plague of leprosy on the Canaanites. He gave it to them.
Yeah. Or he took the engine back. Or he took the engine back in the car. It's like, okay, I'm going to give you the car, but I'm taking the engine back.
Loving God, my ass. 14:35. And he that owneth the house shall come and tell the priest, saying, it seemeth to me there... as it were a plague in the house.
Really? Really?
So
it seems like there's a plague in here. My spidey senses are tingling.
Yeah, because they're going to go ahead and just kick the Canaanites out when they enter the land, and they just get to take it over.
But they've already got their own version of the plague going on, but they're not being assholes to them for the most part. But they kind of come across these other people who have the plague, and they're going to go, well, we're just going to be mean as fuck to these people because they're not part of our tribe. We don't care about them. We're just going to kick them out.
Mm-hmm.
14:36, and this is going to have to be the last reading because we're at our 30-minute mark here. Then the priest shall command that they empty the house before the priests go into to see the plague, that all that is in the house be not made unclean. And afterward, the priest shall go in to see the house. We're going to remove all the furniture, move everything in the house. To go, the priest is going to go, that's a nice house, but I don't know. Summer home? No. I don't think so. Maybe for my servants.
My hot tub can go right there.
Yeah. Maybe this is a house just for my hot tub. Yeah. I think I'll just put my hot tub in here. Yeah. So these people are they're getting bizarre. They're just all over the place here.
Scams are us.
Scams are us. You know what else is not a scam? Twitter. Twitter's not a scam. It's a real thing. You can do it for free. Seriously, you can for free. Well, you can do some stuff on there that you have to pay for, too, I suppose. But for the most part, it's free. You can go over and if you want to tweet us, that's free, too, over at twitter.com/ABANW podcast. And we have a Patreon where you can give us money if you want to. I mean, I'm not building a hot tub, not in the least. At that patreon.com/ABANDNW. And we have a Facebook page over at facebook.com/ABANDNW. Our blog page is over at abandnw.wordpress.com. And we have links to where you can find the show. So if you want to share the show with somebody and they don't have whatever platform, you can always point them to iTunes, Stitcher, or Spreaker. And you can find all those links right there. And you can email us with any questions, comments, love, or hate mail and send it over to tatbanw@gmail.com. That's tatbanw@gmail.com. And be sure to check out our main show, Packard Pokes At, which you can find on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and on YouTube. Please remember to leave us a 5-star rating and write a review for us on iTunes as well. So until next time, this has been The Atheists,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, The Podcast.